Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
98 FM. All day big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Sequence. Chima, 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 chima. Three words. Chima, 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 chima. And a soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Oh, welcome to our game of Matchy Matchy, where we give you three words. You shout back the first word with the present that comes into your head with the presenter of your choice. And if your answers match with ours, you could win yourself some fabulous prizes. And apparently a new prize is on the horizon.
A new prize. Here's AI Rebecca and Brendan.
Escape reality. Ooh. And enter virtual reality.
With this virtual reality all-in-one headset,
play games, watch a movie,
or just wear it on your head.
Then remove that headset and head along for a matchy matchy blow dry.
No.
Gorgeous.
Win-win-win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh my gosh, a Matchy Matchy blow-dry? That sounds very glamorous.
AI Rebecca had something to do with that for sure.
I think
sure.
She may have, yes, for yes. Sure. That rings a bell. And good morning to Lorna, who's in Ballymun playing Matchy Matchy. Lorna, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I was just walking, unfortunately.
Ah, listen, like myself, Lorna. Any plans for the day?
Sorry?
Have you any plans for today?
I'm in walk today again.
God, you're a woman after my own heart. Always on the job, I tell you.
You're on the go, Lorna. Lorna, will you play along with Matchy Matchy? Are you any good?
Me and the two girls always listen, but half-o. We've never actually got three in a row.
Well, today could be your day. Have you got people there listening with you now?
Yeah, my two daughters.
What's their names?
Paige and Maisie.
Paige.
Gals, good morning. Guys, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Rebecca.
Oh, I'm going to the booth. Paul, you're in the hot seat and I'm in the booth.
After my dreadful attempt in recent weeks, I'm not surprised you're off to the booth. Lorna probably made the best decision she's ever made in her life there. Right, Lorna.
Okay, Lorna, in Ballymun, your three words. Your first word for Matchy Matchy of a Monday is Irish.
Language.
Irish language. Okie dokie. Your second word is free.
No.
Free now. I love that. Taxi anybody. And your third word is nail. N-A-I-L.
Nail tech.
Nail tech. Okay, so just to recap on your three words. You said Irish, we said language, for free, you said now, and for nail, you said tech.
Can we change the nail to nail salon?
Nail salon, okay, you can change that. Okay, so quick recap, Irish language, free now, and nail salon. Are you and the girls in Ballymun going to lock them in this morning?
We're locking in, yeah.
You're locking in, okay. In she comes. Come on in.
Hello.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's all going.
Where did
there?
You get that wig from?
Oh my gosh, what you think?
It's gorgeous.
It's very Lady Marmalade, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Very.
Right, okay, Rebecca, for a Monday,
mm-hmm.
Your first word for Matchy Matchy, Irish.
Irish. Irish.
Sorry.
Irish. With a tie to tea. I'm going to say Irish flag.
Irish flag. Okay. Your second word is free.
Free.
Yes. F-R-E-E.
Gosh, I'm really after rack me brains this morning. Free now.
Okay. And your third word is nail.
Nail polish.
Nail polish. Okay, so Irish flag, free now nail polish. Have you matched three with Lorna and the girls in Ballymun? No!
Oh!
Now, you did match one.
They were hard.
They were hard. I'm not going to lie to you. For Irish, Lorna said language.
Oh, yeah, very good. Very
you,
good.
You both said free
did
now.
Did we?
Which I thought was hilarious.
Gas.
And for nail, the girl said salon and you said polish.
Oh, guys, it wasn't to be. But we're going to send you out a goodie bag.
Lorna, send you out a 90FM goodie bag. Thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy.
Thank you.
And if you would like to play, all you've got to do is text the word Matchy to 0877 98
98 98. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Welcome to our game of Never Forget. Now, Rebecca and Brendan, every week, will quiz each other on what they discussed the week before. As I am in for Brendan this week, well, just for today, actually, I'm going to give you the quiz on things that you spoke about last week. Will she remember or will she not? 5 out of 5, what do you think you're going to get?
I'd say a sensible 2.
No, let's find out.
Let's find out.
Question number 1. Last week in Brendan's bit, Brendan told you about Fat Squirrel Week.
Mm.
Can you remember the name of the winning squirrel?
Okay, so it's definitely something to do with Chunk.
Okay.
There were two. I just don't know the winning name. Is it Chunk Norris?
No, it's not.
It's not?
Let's take a listen.
In the end, it was Chunkosaurus Rex and Chunk Norris.
Chunk Norris.
It went head to head in the final round and Chunkosaurus took the title, becoming the first ever winner of Fat Squirrel Week.
Sounds like a worthy winner.
Jurassic Park took a turn, the Chunkosaurus Rex. You're wrong on that one. Question number 2. We had a lot of famous birthdays last week, including Gavin Rossdale. Can you remember what band he was a part of? And I will give you a bonus point for remembering their first single.
Okay, Gavin, the reason why I know about Gavin is because growing up I was obsessed with Gwen Stefani, uh-huh, from No Doubt.
And they were together.
They were married.
Yeah.
And I remember Gavin being in a band called Bush.
Yes.
And I didn't know any of Bush's music until Luke Thomas said that they have a very famous song called, is it called Swallow?
You're correct.
Am I?
Their big song was Swallow. Do you remember that song by Gavin Rossdale?
This is getting
that
worse.
Was their big song.
So he was in a band called Bush.
He was in a band called Bush. Their big song was Swallow.
Bush's big song was Swallow.
Well done.
I'm glad I remember
that one. 2 points out of this. You could get the 5 out of 5.
Oh, well, no, but the first one didn't win. Are we getting a vote?
I was told I can give you a bonus point for remembering the first single, and you said Swallow. So, look, let's keep going. Question number 3 on Friday in Matchy Matchy. Brendan got to go to the booth, but what word did he say after morning?
I just remember this because we couldn't stop laughing. It was a bit of a fish slice moment. Brendan said morning breath.
Let's take a listen.
Morning breath.
Morning.
They were, no, both options were horrific and the other
morning
one was worse.
Morning breath.
I'm so sorry, Donna.
Well done, well done. Right, question number 4. Dermot Whelan popped into the show on Friday. He told you about his new TV show. But what is that TV show called?
Oh, it's such a cool concept. It's kind of like the Repair Room meets the Antique Roadshow meets Who Do You Think You Are?
Jesus Christ.
It's really cool.
That's a big show.
And he was saying he just finished filming it last week. The museum, it's not the museum of... is it the museum of me?
Let's take a listen.
You've just filmed a new TV show, The Museum of Me. Ooh,
yes. Yes, I absolutely can. Literally just finished it yesterday.
Brilliant. I thought it was The Museum of Life for a moment.
There you go.
Gosh, I remembered what I said.
Number 5, on Wednesday, some listeners told us spooky stories. Listener Dan, I remember this, told us about a spooky encounter when painting a house. What was the name of the former owner who he thought was haunting him?
Oh, no, that is...
I remember this without even looking at the answer because I was listening. Yeah.
The owner of the house that he was painting where he had a paranormal experience.
Yes.
Is it something like, is it Mary?
Let's take a listen.
Luke's opening out a conjuring this one. Next of all, I hear this.
Stop.
I didn't know what to do.
No, you didn't.
I hurled myself up the stairs. I opened the door and I said, listen, Mary, I'm not here to ruin your house.
Congratulations.
Oh, 4 out of 5 to
this morning and never forget.
And you got the bonus point for Swallow. So look, it is kind of 5 out of 5.
Must go listen to Bush when I walk home from work later on. Paul, thank you for that and never forget.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.